Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, November 8th, 2020. Pastor Paul Talbert. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Pretty soon, the oranges will be explained. Pretty soon, the water will be explained. As we explain God's word, hopefully, you'll be able to take what you hear and what you see today and share it with somebody else so they understand why it is that Christians go through life and we have already one foot in heaven. And so everything that kind of troubles everybody and causes them to run around like chickens with their heads off, it affects us, but not in an eternal way at all. How does that happen? And I'm going to be using oranges to explain that. Today we're going to be looking at a part of God's Word that talks about oranges. You may have to look closely and listen closely as you hear this portion from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
I don't need to write you about the time or date when all this will happen. You surely know that the Lord's return will be as a thief coming at night. People will think they are safe and secure, but destruction will suddenly strike them like the pains of a woman about to give birth, and they won't escape. My dear friends, you don't live in darkness, and so that day won't surprise you like a thief. You belong to the light and live in the day. We don't live in the night, but belong to the dark. Others may sleep, but we should stay awake and be alert. People sleep during the night and some even get drunk. But we belong to the day. So we must stay sober and let our faith and love be like a suit of armor. Our firm hope that we will be saved is our helmet. God doesn't intend to punish us, but wants us to be saved by our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for us so that we could live with him, whether we are alive or dead when he comes. That's why you must encourage and help each other, just as you are already doing.
That is God's word. And I'm sure that you saw where the oranges were there. Maybe not. What happened is when I listened to the sermon again that I had given on Thursday, and what happens is when a pastor listens to their own sermon, we listen to it with a different ear. We listen to it like, how would people in the congregation do this? We've already preached it to ourselves, and now we've preached it. Now I'm going to go back and see what's going on. And I thought, children nowadays, they don't know what armor is. I was talking to Al Bunt before church, and is this armor? Arm? So how do you explain armor? How do you explain the fact that you and I are protected and safe, and when the flood of God's judgment comes, we are not going to sink? Well, that's why I have the oranges. I have your oranges, okay? And I have one that I peeled, so I wouldn't have to waste time peeling it in front of you. But it's just the same thing as an orange. And as you look at an orange, on the inside, this is the good stuff, right? Nobody that I know of eats the bad stuff or the skin. But the skin serves its purpose, right? It keeps away all the, this has no viruses on it. This might have viruses on the outside. This has no germs in it. This has germs on the outside. If a mosquito's going to come for this thing, he's got to get through this thing first, and it's not going to happen. This is a very protective barrier. It's a great piece of armor. It protects this from getting hurt and bruised and all sorts of stuff. So what happens is you run into a wonderful piece of God's creation that you can use to explain to children how we are protected by something that other people think is nothing. This is that. And let's say that this jar of water is that flood of God's judgment is going to be coming on us. And we say, oh, and so I'm going to go in here, right? Oh, I'm sinking in God's judgment. That's not good. I don't want to be sinking in God's judgment. Then I'm like those guys on the outside of the ark. They died. I want to be like Noah and his family who trusted God's promise. They had the protection of God's armor, protecting them on the inside by this stuff on the outside. He uses a picture of a helmet with your love and salvation, the Lord's love and salvation, hope to protect our minds. So our whole body, mind and spirit is protected by something that is, people say, well, what's the big deal about that? This is what the big deal is. Are you ready? Here it comes. Well, that's cool. It weighs more, and yet it's floating. That's how you can use an orange to explain to children what's going on with our faith. Why is it important to know what God says in His Word? Why is it important to trust what God says in His Word, no matter what? Because when the flood of God's fierce judgment comes, I want to be hanging on to His promises, tucked safely inside of Jesus Christ who suffered and died for me. Because God is on my side. God wants me to live. He doesn't want me to go down the ways of sin and ripping off my armor and just going and being like everybody else. He wants me to focus on Himself. So here in this part of God's Word, we're going to find out that the first thing He does is He recalls that the Lord is returning. I suppose it could change this for us, right? He recalls that the Lord is returning. Jesus does return, and He returns in glory, which means not as a baby, not tucked away in a manger. Everybody's going to see Him. All the angels are there. Millions of angels. Glory, noise, and great choirs are going to be filling in the air. Wow. All the dead will rise. Wow. You and I are going to be caught up in the skies. Wow. What an amazing thing. He reveals that He's going to return in victory, which reminds the Christian, victory over what? Victory over death. Why is there death? It's because we sin. And the day of wrath that's coming is not going to be a pleasant day for everybody. You know, in the Bible studies on Sunday morning, we've been looking at the minor prophets, the small little books at the back of your Old Testament. And the minor prophets, again and again and again, try to wake up God's people by pointing them to the fact that there is a day of judgment coming. It's called the day of the Lord. It's called the day of wrath, the day of God's righteous anger, when He gets rid of sin and sinners. Well, surely that can't happen in church. It can happen all over the place. You may or may not remember this, but a man by the name of Harold Camping in the year 2011 said that you're not going to make it one more year because God's coming back this year. And in fact, it was on May 31st, 2011. He's going to come back and only 3 million people will be saved. People across the world were afraid of this date, May 31st, 2011. And then the day came and went. Guess what? People were still here. So what did he do? He changed the date. Oh, now he moved it up to 2012. But since, if you're watching online and you're going back to the archives, this is the year 2020, the year of the plague, the pandemic that swept across the world. And that means that Harold Camping was wrong again. So in the year 2000, we had the Y2K. That was that virus is going to shut down all the computers and the world was going to come to an end. As we know it, that's it. Then we had this guy, 2011. Then we had another guy, 2012. The Mayan calendar is saying that we're all going to go up poof. And that was wrong. The Lord tells us we don't know the day. He does reveal that there is a day. So we are to be alert. Even though everyone around us is always telling lies and trying to do the old smoke screen of making sure that they get their cut of all the popularity and maybe cut of your paycheck, who knows? But they, just so you know, God keeps that close to his vest. Only he knows when he's coming back. And it's a particular day. And on that day, when he comes back, it's too late to say to yourself, well, maybe I should look into this Jesus thing more closely. So if you're watching online and you're kind of wondering, what about this Jesus person? Don't wonder. There's only one person who's ever in all of history lived, died, and come back to life to let us know that he lived, died, and came back to life again. We spent well over a month trying to make sure that his disciples knew he was not a ghost. They were not imagining things. One of the famous atheists, I told you this before, he said, if somebody accurately predicts his death, accurately predicts when he's going to come back to life again, and then actually pulls it off, I'm going to listen to that guy. He stopped being an atheist because he read God's word, and God's word reached in and turned his heart of stone into a heart of trust and faith and protected him from all the junk that's going on around us. Now, it not only reveals this wicked world, but it reveals who we are, right? And who am I? The better question is, whose am I? I'm part of God's family of faith. Now, you and I, we can't see into each other's hearts, but we do know what we believe. We just got through confessing what we believe. We just got through confessing our sins to our Lord and hearing that our Lord forgives us. We confess our faith in the triune God. We know who we are because God says, you are mine. And no one is ever going to separate you from me. Jesus says, I and the Father are one. If you're in his hand, you are safe. Your sins have been forgiven. That's who I am. My Father is the guy who owns the universe. My Father is the one who says the word and the demons of hell panic. And hell is a very bad place, full of darkness and loneliness and pain, indescribable pain. Do you remember the time when the demons had taken over that one guy and Jesus says, what's your name? And they said, we're Legion. And he was about to throw them back into the pit of hell. You know what they did? They begged Jesus to send them into pigs because they didn't want to go back to hell. Whoa. It's a very bad place designed to torture demons forever and ever. You don't want to go there. If you're watching online, you don't want to go there. You want to be in heaven. And just wanting to be in heaven will not get you there. Just thinking pleasant thoughts about heaven is not going to get you there. God says you have to look at what your life is, deal with it, and say, you know, I cannot get into heaven. I am a sinner through and through. The wages of sin is death. I am never going to get into heaven. The thoughts of my heart's only evil all the time. So what does Jesus do? He says, look at yourself, but don't stop there. Look at my word. My word says, I knew you were a sinner. I knew in 2020 you would be terrified of certain things. You would doubt God's word. I knew it. All those sins piled up in your lifetime. And I came anyway. And I suffered under the whip of Romans because I want you with me in heaven. And I died for you. And I came back to life for you. And I'm coming again to take you home to heaven. And until that time, this is what I want you to do. I want you to live for me. I want you to show people that you belong to a different kingdom. You belong to a different ruler. You belong to a different family. It's all about oranges. You know, that orange is going to sit there and float and float and float and float and float until you take it out and then you eat it. And then you eat all the good stuff on the inside. Oh, that's good. The Lord wants us to remember what he has done for us so that he can rebuild us. And what I love about this is the Lord, when I go to his word, he rebuilds me. Your pastors and your teachers need rebuilding. So what do? We go back to the one who called us to serve you. And we say, you know, Lord, and we go to his word and we find out what he says to us. God says, I'll never leave you. God says, I'll never forsake you. God says, although your sins are many, my grace is bigger. Although you're looking at your sins, I've thrown them over my back and they're in the depths of the sea. You can't find them. Ha. And so once we are rebuilt, God says, don't just keep it yourself, rebuild others. So that's what I'm doing. I'm rebuilding you. I'm reminding you of God's righteousness, which has removed your sin in Jesus' righteous blood. Ah, what good news that is. And why am I rebuilding you? Because God's plan is for you to go out and rebuild other people. So in Jesus' name, my dear friends, let's do that, shall we? Let's remind ourselves we're oranges, we're protected. God's faith, his love is all around us. We're not going to suffer the judgment that's coming for unbelievers, but guess what? There is a judgment coming for unbelievers. It's as sure, even more sure than me standing in front of you. So in Jesus' name, let us live. Amen. And now may God's peace, which goes beyond all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.